Very well.
My name is Lois. I live on 840 Hay Street. I was born in St. Joseph's Hospital. I live in San Francisco. My brother is sick in the hospital.
Now you're going to sing? And why don't you just talk to me?
What does he have?
Forget about it. What does he have?
He has asthma.
Oh, is that something new? Why don't you interview her? You interview her. You know, ask her about her life and that school and everything.
What's the name of her school?
John Muir.
Do you know any special things that you learned or something like that?
I know. Why don't you both say the jump ropes speeches, you know, that I was so crazy about yesterday? Not jumping, but just say them.
May I come in, sir? No, sir. Why, sir? Cause I got a cold, sir. Where'd you get your cold, sir? At the North Pole, sir. What'd you do there, sir? Catch a polar bear, sir. How many polar bears did you catch?
What'd you
think about
it? You know, that's Meredith's favorite one.
Spanish dance.
I don't know it. You want to do it by yourself?
Spanish dancer, do the split. A kick, a turnaround, a touch ground. Get out of my town. Spanish dancer, please come back. Sit on a tack. Read a book and do not look. 1, 2, 3, and then you start all the way up.
Good.
Let's see.
I know
did
another
you do
one.
All that you did yesterday?
What?
Did you do all that you did yesterday, you remember? We did quite a few yesterday.
No, it has a whole bunch of them.
Yeah.
Ice cream soda, jello welly punch. Tell me the name of your honey bunch. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, F, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. Whoever name it lands on the Z or anybody, whatever letter you land on, you gotta think of a name, then say it.
Oh, I see.
Well, if it was Zeke, what would you say?
Zeke,
that's in the land.
Zeke, do you love me? Yes, no, maybe so. Yes, no, maybe so, yes.
If you stop, you have to stop when you miss on one of those. If you say no or yes, it tells.
Mm-hmm.
Like you pick out the...
Let's do one with the jumping. Actually jump.
Really jump?
And then you both say it. Each one can jump.
Okay. What one can we do?
No, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. Okay, I'm in, sir. No, sir. Why, sir? Cause we got a cold, sir. Where'd you get your cold, sir? At the North Pole, sir. What'd you do there, sir? Can't you call the bear, sir? How many cold, sir? Did you catch? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Oh! Now you do one.
Licking and a ha ha ha.
I'm gonna make a big dad.
know tomorrow?
Peace will triumph over war. Filaments of fear glow red, glow white, and here and there as the pulse of power overcharges the feeble mediums, as the contradictions stagger the mechanics of settlement, the fuses blow. Upon the night a shadow darker than darkness falls and fades, the light is stronger, conquers the dark, the dreams of men stronger than the gloom. The peace of death is no peace but a death, and the lambs gang up on the butcher. Harsh, bloated, and heavy faces scream hate and evil. Pursing the payoff, the chief screamers manufacture the large lie, beating their gums and beating the drums on the tortured air and the pandered page. Come one, come all. Sell your souls for a lot of the ready. Give your reputation a transfusion. We'll not only pay you off, but we'll build you up. Our trumpets will rank you with Leonardo, with Whitman and Shakespeare. You will praise each other, and in that intoxicating process, all will increase in tinseled stature and strut like peacocks down the sawdust void. Nor can the honest destroy you. Their means are minute, and they'll be branded as false, as servants of the Antichrist, and their reputations will shrivel under the heat of our organized hate. The pinch fists marshal their mercenaries against the pressure of people. Long robes with barreled sleeves swell out in falsetto thunder as the grotesques pontificate, the slick screams fouling the breeze like a poison gust. Be not alarmed, my brothers. These rolling ponderosities, these velvet brocades, these striped pants and cutaways hide fear-streaked bottoms. For while they total their millions and their minions, hug their atom bombs like a sacred hope, stir their frenzied cultures in their test tube, top-dogging it to the last hour of their last day, the earth moves from beneath them. For out of our pain, unity, out of defeats, unity cast into steel and cast into wisdom, out of victories, burgeoning unity, able and eager to encompass all mankind. Take heart and sing. The long night climbs into dawn. Oh, valiant brothers and sisters, the field is almost won. The cartel puppets shake and fall to our waking strength. And we can hear the overture, not faintly as in a distant dream, but vibrant and alive, the crashing chords sound over the next hill. Not the saccharine or the frenzy of the pooped-out sycophants, but the song of all peoples on one road. Louder than Bikini, the song we make and hear, peace will triumph over war. Hydrogen horror. Is there a shadow on the sun, a fear upon the night? Our strength in hand, the dread cannot withstand when we unite. Is every step a shock of pain, and every dream a grief? Is every work of brain and hand a bauble for the thief? I cannot waste in weeping, to sing is not to die. I sing the splendor rising before the sun is high. Because we're men and women, we'll Waterloo the threat. Because we guard our children, our sun will never set. We'll walk a world of wonder that's ours and mortgage shy. I sing of liberty and peace under a threatening sky. We'll win our way to able strength and wrest the golden fleece. Under a poisoned sky, I sing of liberty. To remember Isabel Gonzalez. Isabel Gonzalez was an organizer and leader of the Mexican-American people in Colorado and New Mexico for many years. She's the author of Stepchildren of a Nation. She died in 1946. We will raise a statue in Denver's Central Place with arms outstretched to greet us, a smile upon her face. When we have reached the summit along the way she led, a garland of red roses will crown her sculptured head. Memo to the artist who will carve her strength in stone. She never fled encounter, and she never stood alone. She left us a bonanza, more than we can spend. The pride to call her comrade, the pride to call her friend. For Morton Sobel on Alcatraz. His crime was friendship, so he walks in stone, his honor bright amid the drabs and grays. His measured step ticks off the circle days. From year to bitter year, he walks alone. The friendless ones, the Bonstocks and their kind, stand virtue on its head. Call crooked straight, to handcuff right, to guard their silver plate, they torture justice to a warped design. What breathes, what sings, what lives when friendship dies? Not love, not freedom, but the grasp of hate. Not peace, not joy, while good folk hesitate. Not truth still smothered in the shroud of lies. Who has a friend that he can call his own must lift a hammer to the walls of stone. Ode on Intimations of Immortality from Recollections of a Shameful Day. You hear the news come shrieking, you shake your ringing head. It's true, they did it. The Rosenbergs are dead. The Rosenbergs are dead, my child, upon a Sabbath eve. When the slayers drink disaster, then only me. With eyes too dry for weeping and hearts all choked with pain, our grief explodes to anger like sunburst after rain. From dreadful day to empty night, the frantic beast is fed. Within a summer twilight, the Rosenbergs are dead. The Rosenbergs are dead, my child. We take the solemn vow to lords of golden terror. Never shall we bow. They died for us, for us. For us, and we must make it good with solid strength to claim the day of peace and brotherhood. A name alive beyond the grave hardly falls to every lot, and most of mankind's mortals are a while and then are not. Still some have left a living work to mankind's greater glory, but for some, alas, the record shows it's quite a different story. For there are kings of infamy whose shames outride their hearses, whose names will live forever, memorialized in curses. Yes, all the slayers of the fair have earned a safe renown. The name of murderer shall be their one immortal crown. Untimely death, the final blow that no one can rescind, the bitter word flew round the earth upon the weeping wind. Earth's millions wept and raised their fists against barbaric night and pledged to keep the name alive of innocence and right. Now schools and parks and forests proudly bear their deathless name, and for today and for tomorrow their strength and love proclaim. And Julius is a favored name that parents give a son, and Ethel for the daughters to redeem the martyred one. Oh, monuments and monuments, and wreaths thereon, and the promise of fulfillment as life and work go on. The Rosenbergs are dead, my child. This is our nation's shame. O day of days, our pain and grief mount to a raging flame. We shall ease our pain and grief and still the slayer's chorus, and take our strength from them, to the struggle that's before us. We shall claim our own, my child. In this our land, I swear, we yet shall walk together down Rosenberg Street to Rosenberg Square. There goes Harriet Tubman. Out of the prison of sorrow delivered, joy grew large. The war was won, the triumph blazed through every trodden heart. Oh, what a swelling splendor! Oh, the morning is bright. Roses and laughter, the song and the shout, jeweled the day and the night. For this, the new world calling, tomorrow was brotherhood. All leaped to greet the glory when evil kneels to good. Smile on every dancing face twinkled long and strong. The soldiers dropped their leaded guns and lifted up a song. A hallelujah song rose high and thundered from every hill. In the million-throated chorus, no freed voice could be still. And Harriet Tubman, warrior and leader, sister to Joan of Arc, pillar of fire and courage that lighted us out of the dark, her joy was like a bursting sun. And like the church bell's peal that rang the word throughout the land, her long-held dream made real. Her joy was like a mother's thrill as she laid her rifle down to board the train from the battlefield back home to Auburn town. It took four men and all their force to lift her from her seat on Freedom Day in such a way. Ah, victory is sweet. O mourn, you hills and valleys, O mourn, you northern star, your priestess vilified and hurled into the baggage car. The winds will scream, the trees will break, and the weak be blown by fears, but she was made of a granite to withstand the raging years. Her will was a mighty fortress, no blows of four could shake, nor 40 times 400 forced that giant heart to break. From the underground through the civil strife to the way that lay before, her life is a star to lead us and an instrument of war. Her long life through, with all her strength, she labored to promote full freedom for her people, the right of women to vote, a chance for every child to breathe the air of liberty, and every toiling worker reap the fruits of his industry. And if you had to find a job or wish to learn a trade, you sought out Harriet Tubman, who saw the arrangements made. And for all who brought their troubles and told them at her door, a meal and a hand clasp, advice and help, till trouble was no more. And for those who still were fighting past her death at 93, to keep their banners flying, she left her memory. Now as we join together to guard the precious flame, we link our arms in a marching wedge and reverence her name. And if our ranks hold steadfast, the world will greet the day. There goes Harriet Tubman, triumphant on her way. Or Walter Lowenfeld. To jail the poet is to cloud the noon. Some days are dark and some are bright with light. With light and thunder sing it now and soon of nations marching in the freedom fight. Think you that stone and iron can contain the world's staunch will to forge the lasting peace? That locks will hold a striving people's pain, keep mongers warm within a gilded ease? Too late, too late, you cannot jail his deed. His freedom songs upset the master plan. Yes, tremble, tremble in stockaded greed. The work goes forward and will free the man to comrades bearing on a freedom cheer bouquets of sonnets for the sonneteer. To the memory of Albert Einstein, the thunderbolt within the grain of sand. This is the power that the human hand has wrested from our ignorance and fears. This climax in our yet few thousand years of toil and strife. This is the promised land we touch across the ocean of our tears. How dark the night that was our painful past. How bright the morning that we see at last. How slight the bonds that hold us from the shore. The curse of greed, the evil deeps of war. These two will vanish, though they yet hang fast. The thief, the slayer, the inquisitor. All these shall pass. Yes, we shall end the blight of ignorance, for once for all the fright of children, and the power of the lie, the hunger, and the long despairing sigh. We rout our darkness with the speed of light, set with our hand a candle in the sky.
Cream soda, Delaware punch. Tell me the name of your honey bunch. A, B, C, D, E, F. Fred. Fred, Fred, do you love me? Fred, Fred.
Are you love, love,
maybe
love
me? So. Yes. No. Maybe so. Yes. Yes. All right. Come on. How many kisses are you gonna give me? One,
two, three.
Three, that's nice. How many aprons are you gonna give me? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Eight, that's nice.
That's right, yeah.
How about them? Come on. How many dresses are you gonna give me? One, two, three. How many flips are you going to give me? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69, 70, 71, 72, 73, 74, 75, 76, 77, 78, 79, 80, 81, 82, 83, 84, 85, 86, 87, 88, 89, 90, 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 100, 101, 102, 103, 104, 105, 106, 107, 108, 109, 110, 111, 112, 113, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25,
rope hit the floor.
How many shots are you going to give me? 1, 2, 3, 4. 4. Hitler, Hitler, I've been thinking, what on earth have you been drinking? Smells like whiskey, tastes like wine. Oh my gosh, it's iodine. Johnny gave me apples, Johnny gave me pears, Johnny gave me and took me out of the stairs. I'd rather wash dishes, I'd rather scrub the floor. I'd rather kiss the dirty boy behind the kitchen door.
What was that sideways you were going?
I went downtown to Alligator Road, sat on the fence and the fence broke down. Alligator caught me by the seat of my pants and made me do the cool dance. I was born in fine pants, just to see how old I am. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Oh, she's 8 years old today. Isn't that nice? She's born in a frying pan.
What is it?
Charlie Chaplin.
Oh, yeah.
Hello.
What's
that? Hi. Right now, my kitty is biting me. His name is Noel. Want to hear him? You can't hear him very well, but...
No.
I was a teacher at school.
You did?
Yes.
Oh, I wish you had your little fellow.
Oh, they were delighted.
Why?
Well, I've been going around. I can't do this. My manager, I can't do this. And then I saw you off that day, and I came over to my husband. And then I said, soon, I think I'm going to L.A. to see my mother. So apparently she said, boy, you'd be real tired when you get back on Monday and bus closed. And so I got back in Paris this morning very brightly. She said, well, you saw your mom, so you all had to, yeah, we'll call her back. She said, what? Yeah, I have to see her off tonight. Why don't you have to change your life so?
You do? I do too.
Tell me when. drop dead. Too nasty how it just looks like he's coming in.
Oh, have you seen it?
He just called twice.
Oh. Did you talk to
him? Yeah. Oh, didn't you? Hi. Why, sure. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I just want to find out how many of them was.
Oh, I forgot that.
Let's do the Old Man River.
Sing a song for the tape, like maybe Old Man River.
Or go down Mondo?
No.
Yeah, I'll help you too. I'll start you.
I don't want to.
Yeah, let's
pretend
do it.
You're talking on the telephone then to Grandma and Grandpa.
No.
You want to do that?
No, I'm not going to.
Barbara, you want to talk to Grandma and Grandpa?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, mm-hmm. Alright, talk into the telephone now. Say hello.
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 What are you going to say?
Is this Barbara?
Mm-hmm.
Who are you talking to?
Grandma.
Grandma?
Mm-hmm.
And what are you going to tell Grandma? What did you do today? Tell Grandma what you did today.
Isn't she talking into that thing?
Oh, she isn't. Oh, she says, mm-hmm.
Well, we'll have him talk. What do you got to say?
Let's sing a song.
No, I have something.
No, I mean, seriously, honey. Let's sing a song like...
Oh, Grandma!
Honey, we're just pretending we're talking to Grandma. She's looking at the box of Grandma.
Well, let's
his grandma.
What was that song? Oh,
see?
Mm-hmm. That's Grandma Mayor.
Okay, let's sing. There's an old name called Mississippi.
Can we sing the thing?
Well, where is
go
it?
Ahead.
Okay.
I can hear you.
Come on.
It's not
it's,
like a telephone.
It's Grandma!
Yeah. There's an old man called Mississippi. There's an old man that I don't want to be. When is he? Where is the...
No, what the kid if there's a trouble? What does it care
if the land ain't free?
Oh, man,
river.
He must know
something. Say something to Grandma and Grandpa?
Well, let Barbara go potty.
Okay.
A new release on a Columbia record. The Symphony No. 5, Opus 47, by Shostakovich.